So today I'm going to be speaking a little bit on short-term tillage systems and cotton growth in Virginia on four varieties commonly grown. And the reason that we're going to look at tillage systems, if you look at this picture, why am I showing winter wheat slide at a cotton conference? This is my first call as a field crops agronomist, and this was the farmer's field. Strip till is a predominant practice in Virginia, but we also have hard pan issues, and that's why strip till is predominant practice. So they're ripping with a ripper shank underneath the row, 14 to 16 inches is what they shoot for. May not always be that deep. This is actually sulfur deficiency. These are corn rows, and where the dark green wheat is, the roots were able to get to the subsoil, mine sulfur in between the rows. They weren't able to penetrate through that compacted layer to get that sulfur and showing sulfur deficiencies. So no-till cotton, that's the big question for our growers. It costs a lot of money for growers to pull an 8-row strip-till rig hooked up to an 8-row planter through the field, high horsepower tractors, a lot of fuel costs there. So what's the efficacy? Pettigrew and Jones saw slower emergence, lower plant populations, and lower lint yields with no-till, but a later study that they did showed mixed results. And then Edmondson in 2010 reported 10% fewer plants in no-till. And as far as lint yields go, again, Pettigrew and Jones, they decreased lint yields with no-till. Edmondson reported comparable lint yields. And in one study I found in Virginia that doesn't have strip-till in the study, just compare conventional versus no-till, found no differences in the two systems. So what we're really focusing on in the study in cotton development is that first 40 days, because that's when the primary root development in cotton takes place. And so we're going to focus more on the early season growth, plant heights, vigor during this presentation, and then focus on lint yield later. We did take some other data, nodes above white flower, and some maturity data for the study, but we're not going to report on that today. So in terms of tillage in Virginia, especially in cotton, there's very little information on no-till cotton in Virginia, except for that one study I found. But in other areas, Virginia, no-till has been practiced and has been implemented in corn, wheat, soybeans for years. And I would say probably over 80% of our other crop acres is no-till. One of the problems in the seven cotton-growing counties, like I said, is this compacted layer. And this was also another picture from my first year on the job, a crop consultant. A grower put in his own trial looking at planting flat versus strip tillage. And then we pulled some plants, and this was the root development and probably mid-bloom of those cotton plants. And so we did see height differences in the field. I don't know what the lint yields were in this farmer's field, but if you can look at the root, we got root depths of about 4 inches on the no-till plants. And with the strip-till, you see that taproot followed that ripper streak down probably 10, 12, 13 inches deep. And these were just pulled up by hand. So the project objectives, one, we wanted to determine if there's any differences in tillage systems on early season development and development throughout the growing season in cotton. The second objective is evaluate, do we decrease lint yields when we go to these conservation tillage systems? So this was a split plot design. There was four tillage systems, 8-row plots, and then we had 12 row plots. 8 rows were the actual varieties, 2-row varieties, and then to decrease any tillage interference on the edge of the plots, we actually had 4 border rows, 2 in 1 tillage, 2 more border rows in a no-till plot, then your 8 rows, and then two more border rows on the other side to minimize any interference or any influence of tillage systems with each other. 16 total treatments and 2 locations over 2 years. The tillage treatments that we implemented were no-till, and a caveat to this short-term, one site was disking the fall, so this isn't a true no-till system. This is more of planting flat into a disc-in cover crop. Strip-till, which is where we rip, and then it actually cultivates about a 12 to 14-inch strip of what I would consider close to conventional seed bed. Conventional, we chisel plowed, and then we land conditioned behind the chisel plow, and then we ripped without the fluted coulters on the strip-till rig. So basically, we were just running the ripper shank and then closing that ripper shank streak back up and planting on top of that ripper shank. The varieties were selected from the 2012 OVT, and actually this slide right here, 499, Delta Pine 1321, Delta Pine 1028, and Fibermax 1944 were the varieties selected for the study. And we planted this with our Monosem two-row plot planter. What we measured in season, we measured plant populations roughly 2 weeks after planting. Then we took weekly plant height measurements from the appearance of the second true leaf on five plants through the first week of bloom. And then we also did number nodes from first square through bloom. We came in about 4 inches to the side of the row at first square, and we took soil compaction measurements with a soil penetrometer. And we took three measurements per plot at first square. Nodes above white flower counts from the appearance of the first white flower. And then we used a two-row modified John Deere picker and to pick the plots. And we ginned it on a tensaw microgen and sent the samples off for lint quality analysis. So early season developments. When we looked at, there was no interactions throughout the trial, so all varieties responded to tillage in the same manner. So I'm just going to report main effect results. When we look at the tillage treatments, we saw no differences in stands throughout the study. This is 2013. And we didn't see differences in plant height until about the fifth week after planting. And then from then on, no-till produced the significantly shorter plants, and strip tillage and minimal tillage produced consistently the tallest plants throughout the study in 2013. We're moving on to 2014. Again, in the tillage systems, we didn't see any differences in plant population. These are plants per 10 foot of row. And again, we start to see that around the fourth week of bloom, we start to pick up differences at the 0.1 alpha level. And we see that no-till again produces the shorter plants in the early season. And we have conventional tillage actually in 2014 produced the tallest plants throughout the study. But minimum tillage and strip tillage were neck and neck with that and weren't significantly different. Variety. This was not unexpected for us. But however, in 2013, we did see differences in emergence and plant populations over varieties during the study. Typically, Phytogen 499 and Delta Pine 1321 had the higher plant populations. 1944 typically had the lowest plant populations during the study, and 1028 was in the middle. One of the interesting things that we saw is that it looks like genetics in terms of plant height that early season were during the fourth week after planting were the predominant factor determining early season growth. But however, shortly after that, it didn't matter. Tillage systems seemed to be the main factor influencing early season growth into 2013 location. In 2014, we had a little bit warmer environment during the month of May. We got better germination overall and no differences in plant population in 2014. And again, variety had a significant effect throughout the early season period of growth, with 1321 producing the tallest plants. And this is comparable to what we see in OVT data in Virginia, is that 1321 typically comes out the ground just as well, if not better, than Phytogen 499, which has been promoted in our areas having good early season vigor. And then 1944, for some reason in our area, just seems to be a slow starter and just takes a while to get going. So when we look at the depth to restrictive rooting layer from our penetrometer data, and this was just taken across the tillage treatments. There was no, we didn't do individual variety plots. But what we saw was that consistently the depth to a root restricting layer was shallower in the no-till treatments in both the years than in the minimum tillage, which was ripped, and in the strip tillage. Interesting in 2013 was that the minimum tillage was significantly different than the strip tillage. And I don't know if that's because we didn't disturb that strip-till area, and so the soil structure was still intact on either side of that ripper shrink and allowed us to not have that maybe a plow pan or a plow layer that was compacting in that zone where we measured. So when we look at effects of tillage and lint yield and variety on lint yield, in 2013 and 2014, We saw no statistical differences between the tillage systems, even though we measured depth to root restrictive layer differences and early season vigor differences. However, there is a trend that no-till tends to be one of the lowest yielding of the tillage systems across both years. And one interesting fact is 2013 and 2014 were high precipitation, very good growing seasons for us. So if we had restrictive root growth, moisture wasn't limiting. And that's probably why we weren't able to separate that out in terms of yield. If we look at varieties, there is a significant difference in the variety yield potential. Delta Pine 1321 and Fibermax 1944 and Phytogen 499 all yielded similarly. Delta Pine 1028 was the lowest yielding variety in both years of the study. And a caveat on that too is these trials were planted a little later, towards the end of May, both years, which would favor the earlier maturing varieties. So summary of the early season data and Lent yield, no-till consistently produced the shortest plants during the study, and it also had the shallower depth to root restrictive layer. But it seems to be a plant height vigor, maybe more of a function in terms of volume of root expiration rather than a depth to a root restrictive layer. We need to look more at this in terms of getting more down to the root development in Virginia, because conventional tilled system may have that compacted layer, but it's, we disturb that whole soil volume in the top 6 to 8 inches, so those roots may be able to grow laterally into a larger soil volume. And then soil type definitely influences different responses between years, so we need to get more at different soil types in Virginia that may be more prone to root restrictive layers. And then also producers, the early season vigor is very important in our area due to our short growing season and our climate, and so producers need to be aware of variety vigor early season. And then no differences in yield were observed during the 2013 and 2014 studies in terms of tillage systems. So we need more data on that as well, and this trial will be repeated again this year to see if we can get a yield response to tillage. And I will take any questions at this time.
Questions for Hunter?
Yeah.
Hunter, are you in both your systems?
We did in both years.
Did?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Any additional? Thanks, Hunter.